very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it.
If you tell a big enough lie and you keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent, for the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus, by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. That was a direct quote by Nazi war criminal Joseph Goebbels. Isn't that exactly what we have today? Every attempt by the state to suppress the truth and thus to suppress their countless crimes. This is Dane Wigginton with the Global Alert News Hour for May 20th, 2017. As always, this is a commercial-free news hour paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org. No commercials, only hard-hitting news. Not the kind that people want to hear, but the kind that they need to hear. If they're to play any part in changing the direction that we are currently on, which is a direction that leads over the edge of the abyss to points of no return. This show is broadcast throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM. The Global Alert News Hour is also aired on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network, Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Recordings of the show can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the Top Stories, Recent, and Radio sections, and at the KQMS Archives. Always announcement I make, Orchard Nutrition for materials. Very critical informational materials that need to be put to use and will be given to anyone who chooses to put them to use. Materials on climate engineering, which affects every living thing on the planet, on the lethal vaccination issue, which more and more data is surfacing on every day. I'll get to more new data in the show in a few moments. I'll also be dropping more copies of the very, very hard-hitting DVD from 9/11 Architects and Engineers for Truth. Nearly 3,000 architects and engineers now, top professionals from around the globe, that are stating with absolute certainty with the data they present that the official story on 9/11 is completely impossible. If you choose to look at the truth, this information is extremely valuable, and we need everyone to look at the truth if we're again to change course. I want to announce also this week the Jim Fair event is in Santa Barbara, California. The Jim Fair organizers have been incredibly helpful with the cause of exposing climate engineering with the booth that's at that event every week. My deepest gratitude to the organizers of the Jim Fair event. You can find out details on their event and their shows where the geoengineeringwatch.org booth will be if you search jimfair.com. G-E-M-F-A-I-R-E. The next free community film screening for essential viewing of key documentaries that contain critical data will be at the Reading Library, June 10, 3:30 p.m. We'll show one of two potential films. One covers the extreme dangers from radio frequency exposure. The other covers the radically increasing danger from radiation, from nuclear meltdowns, not just Fukushima, but we have the Hanford disaster now. We're trying to decide which of these films to show, but we'll show one of the two on that day, June 10th, 3:30 p.m., Reading Library. We could use volunteers to help with this event. If you wish to volunteer to help us with this community event, you can call Lori Bridgeford at 247-3925. Lori has given an immense amount of time as a community activist to help us sound the alarm on the most critical issues that we face. How can you help in the overall effort for the greater good and to sound the alarm? There are countless things that all of us can do. I'll get to more of that later on in this show, but none of us are helpless, and all of us within our own individual circles, if we arm ourselves with credible data that we can pass on to others, can help to wake those people up to the fact that mainstream media is lying to us with almost everything they say. They're a weapon of mass distraction for the power structure. It has always been so. It's worse now more than ever before. It's up to all of us to help get credible, critical data out to those around us. And there's a great many headlines I could go over that expose the already unraveling, industrialized, militarized house of cards that was never sustainable in the first place. There's an endless list of smoke and mirror stories that the mainstream media is using to distract populations from the true bottom line issues on which our health, our futures, and our lives most truly depend. I'm going to cover the most key issues on this show, as I always do, and I know there are many other potential stories as mainstream media again is covering, but what's the real core issues on which everything depends? That's what we need to talk about. This program is not a feel-good news show. If you think that's what you're looking for, you're on the wrong station. It's about what you need to know if you're to have any interest in your long-term survival. That's what kind of news this is. Mainstream media, the so-called news, CNN, Fox, MSNBC, and the rest are all simply a part of the power structure's completely orchestrated drama of distraction and deception. Nothing more. For those that are having trouble connecting the dots and figuring out what the real picture is, if you're having trouble thinking clearly and you're perhaps wondering why there are now so many Alzheimer's and dementia commercials on TV that are getting as common as allergy commercials, consider this. Neurologically damaging toxic elements in vaccines, fluoridated drinking water, GMO foods, toxic heavy metals falling from the sky because of the climate engineering assault that's going on over our heads every day. What chance do we collectively have once we are no longer smart enough to even realize we're all getting less cognitively functional by the day? Loosely translated, we're all getting dumber by the day due to the constant bombardment of toxic and neurologically damaging elements we're all being forced to endure. Don't believe what I said. Investigate for yourself. Here's some headlines to back up what I just said. Quote, are we getting dumber? IQ scores are going down. From that report, technology may be getting smarter, but humans are getting dumber, according to a surprising new study. Not a surprise. Another headline along the same theme. We may be getting dumber much faster than we think. These are all from mainstream sources. From Science Magazine, we have this. Human beings are getting dumber, says study. From that report, and this is an important statement from this report, because it shows how the power structure always tries to very blatantly hide the true causes of such a neurological degeneration. From that report, in a two-part paper published in the journal Trends in Genetics, from Stanford University researcher Gerald Crabtree suggests that evolution is in fact making us dumber. Think how absurd that statement is. And typically from a university like Stanford, a bought and paid for power structure university, suggesting that this is just evolution. Doesn't have anything to do with all the aluminum we're being forced to inhale with every breath, or that's being injected into our bodies with lethal vaccinations. Synergistic toxicity between already toxic metals like mercury and aluminum has nothing to do with any of that. We just simply have some paid academic liar, which our society is absolutely stacked full of, telling us it's just genetics, nothing you can do about it. And if you believe that, you're completely in denial. The power structure has legions of academicians and media people to try to convince you that there's nothing you can do about the situation. It's just part of life. It's just a natural process. This is absurd. There's nothing natural about sucking in aluminum with every breath, or having mercury and aluminum injected into your veins, or eating genetically modified foods and all the other chemicals, the 85,000 chemicals that are now introduced in our environment from industrialized society. 85,000. That's an actual statistic. And is it any wonder we're getting dumber by the day? It shouldn't be. The establishment and all those that are committed to it for their livelihoods will fight against the now unfolding truths. Know that. Expect that. Once the long hidden dark truths about vaccinations, climate engineering, and other dire issues are completely exposed, there'll be a paradigm shift shockwave around the world as the public finally awakens to what's been done to them by the governments and the institutions that they formerly believed were protecting them. The complete collapse of the societal paradigm we've all known will come with blinding speed as links in the chain start to drop out. So remember, as these three studies or three headlines relating to recent studies that I just went over, if you think you're getting more forgetful and maybe less cognitively functional, it's only because that's the case. More headlines. More children harmed by vaccines than from gunshots, government statistics reveal. Don't hear that on mainstream media, do we? From that report, according to the National Database of Inpatient Stays for Children, there were more than 5,800 children under the age of 17 treated for firearm injuries in 2012. As alarming as this statistic is, these incidents pale in comparison to the number of vaccine injuries that occur daily. Debilitating vaccine injuries are not taken seriously by the mainstream media, the courts, or the medical industrial establishment, but they are inflicted on babies, children, and adults at the average rate of 125 reports per day. And that's only what's reported. Keep that in mind. That's a fraction of the total number. Continuing from this report, the real problem with pediatric care and public health is vaccine dangers. Data acquired from the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, that's called VAERS, that's the acronym, reveals that children across the U.S. are being hospitalized and treated for vaccine injuries at an extremely alarming rate. According to VAERS data, there were 45,742 reported adverse events following vaccinations in 2016 alone. Nearly 50,000 reported. How many were unreported? These are staggering numbers. And we are still fed the lie by official sources that vaccines are proven safe. That is an absurd lie. Do some research. If you care about your children, if you care about your own health, if you care about anything, if you care about doing what's right, do some real research, because the data is there to prove how dangerous vaccines are. This report finishes with this. These adverse events, which can be life-threatening, primarily affect children because kids are pumped full of more than 50 vaccine doses before they reach 6 years of age. The reckless pediatric vaccine schedule generated by the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, same CDC that has about a dozen whistleblowers now trying to present thousands of documents before Congress, and Congress won't let them. That same CDC does not consider vaccine safety at all because the agency owns 20 vaccine patents, imagine that, and buys and sells $4.1 billion in vaccines annually. Vaccine safety, not part of their agenda. Something that we should all be very sobered by. Another headline, now let's consider this, the forced vaccination of kids. Think about this headline, quote, 131 African children vaccinated at gunpoint, from that report. The Malawi Voice, this is local journalism here reporting all this, is reporting that a group of families who took their children out of the country to Mozambique to avoid the free measles vaccine that was being distributed were rounded up by police and vaccinated at gunpoint upon returning to the country. The report finishes with this. The vaccine safety choice community has been hearing reports of this happening in Africa for more than a year now, but this is the first official story thus far that's been reported. In this case, district health officer himself, Dr. Machaya, freely admitted to the newspaper that this was done. Vaccinating children at gunpoint. Is that coming in the U.S.? It's almost there now, isn't it? Forced vaccinations by vaccinations that are proven to be harmful with no reports whatsoever to prove they're not harmful? None? Another headline. Study. Infants with DTP vaccines 5 to 10 times more likely to die. From that report, a team of Scandinavian scientists has conducted a study, and the results are shocking. That study, funded in part by the Danish government, was published in the eBioMedicine Journal. A team of scientists found that African children inoculated with the DTP, diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis vaccine had a 5 to 10 times greater mortality than their unvaccinated peers. This is a follow-up story to a story I covered in a recent news program, but the headlines keep coming. That's the point. Let's get to some of the most twisted individuals now that play a part in the power structures, now undeniable, what amounts to eugenics programs. It's undeniable at this point. Here's from that report. This week, Bill Gates was busy working on another round of publicity for his, quote, Year of the Vaccines campaign. The same Bill Gates who owns a major share in vaccine manufacturer Liquidia Technologies. Here's a recent quote from Mr. Gates, quote, "It's now that we're going to start to get and then to give the last two vaccines that rich kids take for granted, pneumococcal and rotavirus, and over these next 5 years, get them out to every child everywhere. That means for the first time ever that we have equity in vaccines, that we don't take the poorest children who are actually the most susceptible to these diseases, and the benefit of giving them the vaccine is the highest. And yet, in the past, they've been the ones who don't get it. And so, it really is in the achievement of equity. This is a very important day. And now our foundation, the Gates Foundation, wants to do its part. So I'm pleased to announce to you that we are pledging an additional $1 billion. It's not every day that we give away $1 billion, but for a cause like this, it's exciting to be doing. That will be over in the next 5 years. Bill Gates, direct quote, after we hear a mortality rate with infants 500 to 1,000 times greater in Africa, children hiding in other countries to try to avoid being vaccinated and then being vaccinated by gunpoint. And that's what people like Bill Gates are involved with. But make no mistake, he's only a puppet in the play. He's only the face of the power structure. There are much even darker people behind the curtain. But this is the sort of cancer that we're dealing with, and this is what vaccinations are about. Another headline, depopulation Africa. Paralyzing vaccine deaths, 47,500, with 50 more children recently paralyzed with Bill Gates' meningitis vaccine. Our media tells us none of this. The medical industrial complex tells us absolutely none of this. And the state, as with the quote I read from the Nazi war criminal at the beginning of this program, is very invested in making sure the population does not wake up to what's happening. Not in time, anyway. One more report here. A year after the worst ever Ebola outbreak was declared, over, it's back. And experts are shocked at how quickly it has spread. This is a new report. Anytime those in power want, they can start these spot fires of epidemic. Anytime they want. And if you think such biological engineering is not going on, you're mistaken. This is a huge part of the military-industrial complex. It's one of their primary tools in the toolbox. Creates havoc in any country they want, creates fear in any country they want. And for those that have still tried to convince themselves that our government would never engage in such activities, do some real research and find out how many lethal biological experiments our government has done on unsuspecting civilian populations, not to mention our own troops. This is historical fact. It's not theory, it's not conjecture, it's not speculation. Historical fact. And for those that are living in the false patriotism paradigm that's been programmed into them by the power structure and its mechanisms of mass propaganda, wake up from your stupor. Wake up from your stupor and find your sense of responsibility to the whole. Clear the lenses through which you look through, the lenses through which you see the world. Look clearly, because we need everyone on the playing field to try to turn the direction that we are currently headed in. Weather warfare, another weapon of those in power. Key weapon, because even if you find a way to avoid vaccinations, if even you can avoid being vaccinated at gunpoint, like the unfortunate African children are, and thus then risking your mortality risk going up by 500 to 1,000%. Even if you can manage to avoid all that, you have to breathe. And the climate engineering, weather warfare slash biological warfare programs going on above our heads every single day contaminate every breath we take. How long can you hold your breath? And we know these materials are in the air. We know we're breathing in. We have lab tests to prove they're coming down in the air column. We know we have staggering statistics that I've already covered in previous shows, that we have dementia now as the number one cause of mortality in industrialized countries like the UK. We think it's close in the US, but the CDC is tampering with statistics. They're trying to hide the truth. Just as, again, back to the quote I read at the beginning of this program, you can't hide from this. That's why this is such a massive threat. That's why this program focuses so often on what's happening in our skies, because not only is it tearing apart Earth's life support systems, inhibiting our ability to grow food, to have a functional biosphere, functional habitat. No habitat, no humanity. That's very simple. No life on Earth. Very simple. And our habitat is imploding. Many causes, many sources of anthropogenic damage, but mathematically speaking, the greatest assault still today, mathematically, is the climate engineering insanity. Shredding the ozone layer, toxifying the entire planet, completely disrupting Earth's climate cycle. So, about our highly destructive weather, it's playing an ever larger part in the accelerating unraveling of the reality that we've all known. Here's another headline. Quote, wild weather and climate change. Scientists are unraveling the links. Some truth, lots of deception. And any mainstream source like this, because they will not mention the climate engineering elephant in the room. From that report, though, one of the trickiest aspects of climate science is figuring out if any particular heat wave, flood, or drought was made more likely or severe by climate change. But researchers are getting far better at untangling the relationship between extreme weather and global warming. Where is the mention of climate engineering in any of these links? They are completely deceptive by this omission. You can't have a legitimate discussion about the climate without first and foremost discussing the climate engineering elephant in the room. And back to my statement last week at how so much of academia has completely betrayed not only the human race, but the entire web of life. And even if they're threatened, and I understand many are being threatened, does that excuse your behavior? You chose a vocation that has led to a place where now you're a key pivotal aspect of what happens to the human race. And by your silence, you are conforming to the power structure. And you can find a way to communicate whatever information you have. You can reach out to our attorneys with the legal alliance to stop geoengineering. LASG, that works directly with geoengineeringwatch.org, you can send in an envelope with data that we need. Without your return address, without your name, you can get something to us to go on. You can do something. But if you are an academician that knows information the public desperately needs to know to help expose the insanity that's going on in our skies, and you are doing nothing, you are part of the cancer. Absolutely a part of the cancer. If you work in an agency or an organization that's ignoring this issue, you're a part of the problem. If you're helping to ignore this issue. And those who think that they're doing something good for the planet by belonging to environmental organizations that are systematically ignoring this issue, you're a part of the problem. If you're in a spiritual institution that's ignoring this issue, that institution is a part of the problem. And we have congregations all over Northern California that I've been into myself, spoken to the head pastor. I don't think I've missed any, so I think it would involve all of them. And what I was told in almost every case by that pastor initially was, it's all in big hands. We don't need to worry about it. We don't want your data. And when I shame them into taking that data by quoting their own scripture to them, we're not allowed to sit down and do nothing. That's not an option. Certainly morally, rationally, logically, who could think that is an option? Who could rationally convince themselves that looking the other way and doing nothing is an option? I don't care what your spiritual belief is. How can you believe that that's rational or reasonable or moral or honorable? It's not. It's none of those. So if you're in any of those congregations that are systematically ignoring climate engineering, vaccination dangers, and lots of other crimes that are going on around us, but those two being at the top of the list because they're the most lethal threat we face, hold your congregation accountable. Hold your pastor accountable. It's up to you. If they're not doing their job, that doesn't mean you get to ignore yours. We're all citizens of the planet. We're all responsible to do our part. Another headline on the weather, because the weather's being used as a weapon right now. It's not just a biological weapon, which it is, but it's not just that. We're breathing the toxic elements they're spraying. A lot of people getting sick. I'm getting messages from all over the globe. People getting sicker and sicker and sicker. Can't get well. No surprise. We're breathing highly inflammatory, highly toxic, neurologically damaging elements every single day. Add the vaccines, add a whole lot of other things. Bad mix. Weather also a weapon, though. Here's a headline. Mount Washington gets record snowfall. This is from last week. as Massachusetts prepares for heat. I've spoken over and over and over about the chemical ice nucleated cool downs, major weapon for those with the climate engineering cabal. And now it's getting absurd, though. So let's consider that Mount Washington gets a record snowfall as Massachusetts prepares for record heat. From that report, more than 30 inches of snow enveloped Mount Washington Observatory this weekend, which was last weekend, just days before parts of Massachusetts are expected to have record high temperatures pushing 100. The snow started Saturday night in the New Hampshire Observatory and continued throughout Monday, covering the mountain with about 33 inches before stopping, according to measurements from the observatory. Record snow surrounded by record heat. That's completely absurd. That snow is chemically nucleated, period. And this is happening again in another storm that happened yesterday and the day before. I'll get to that story in a minute. That's Winter Storm Valerie. We also had this headline: tennis ball-sized hail pounds parts of the central U.S. Why is there so much massive hail? Because of chemical ice nucleating agents. If you want to see what chemical ice nucleating agents can do, search this. Giant ice boulders, Lake Michigan. Take a look at the photos. You won't believe the photos if you haven't seen them. And ask yourself how you can have 80-pound spherical ice boulders floating around in 40-degree water in Lake Michigan. I've documented this in Geoengineering Watch over and over. Massive ice balls covering beaches in far above freezing water, above 40 degrees. Chemical ice nucleation. If you don't know the physics, look it up. We have articles covering this. We have lab tests in some of the Geoengineering Watch articles showing what happens when you put a chemical ice nucleating agent or a biological ice nucleating agent into a vessel of water. Freezes it instantly. The data's there. The patents are there. The reality is not hard to uncover if you simply don't look through a biased lens. Another headline: summer-like heat bakes the East. From that report, record highs are being challenged after a cool first half of May. This is weather whack-a-mole. Radical and ever-worsening weather whiplash. Rapidly warming planet, many causes fueling that warming, anthropogenic causes. This is not a natural cycle. And I want to say this for those who are still clinging to the false notion that this is somehow natural, what's happening on our planet. The disintegrating climate is just some sort of natural cycle. Is that really a logical conclusion to come to when we know we've cut down the forests, we've paved the planet, we've poisoned the ocean, we have radical climate intervention programs going on, we have 100 million tons of CO2 being pumped in the atmosphere every day? What's natural about any of that? That's not natural. And how can anyone expect rationally that we could do such things on the planet and not have a negative effect? That's not logical. Simply not logical. I want to get back to some of the headlines. May snowstorm, named Winter Storm Valerie. This is from Weather Channel. To sweep through the Mountain West, potentially Denver's latest in-season snow event in 42 years. This happened this last week. From that report, winter storm watches and warnings are in effect. Wet snow, that's a key term, wet snow, heavy wet snow, because it shouldn't be snowing at 45 degrees as it was in Denver. In lower elevations of Wyoming and Colorado, including Denver, the report states. Final statement, the combination of wet snow, they stated again, and wind may lead to tree damage and power outages. Now, we have this snow at the same time that we have record high temperatures on the East Coast, temperatures on the West Coast in Northern California, where I live, in the next few days are going to be pushing 105 degrees, 105, record high also. Record high temperatures in Alaska, India, Pakistan, Africa. But somehow it manages to snow a record snowstorm in Colorado at 45 degrees in places. What's it take to wake people up? Let me get to a little more data on this that's even more damning. This is from the Weather Channel. Under a new post by the Weather Channel titled 10 Things You Did Not Know About Snow. This is new because what's the Weather Channel's job? To cover the tracks of the climate engineers. Who owns Weather Channel? Bain Capital, Blackstone, all power structure entities. They control the message. Who owns Climate Corp? Monsanto. Who owns Weather Central? The Rothschilds. No surprise, they have to control the message to convince the population that the completely unnatural is somehow natural. So here's from the Weather Channel report. Here are 2 points now being pushed by the Weather Channel in their attempt to cover up the climate engineering ice nucleation insanity. The Weather Channel is trying to convince us that One, it can routinely snow at up to 46 degrees. Since when? And second point, snow can be blue. Since when is snow blue? After a major ice nucleation event, I was trekking through trailless wilderness with no gear. I was very far into very rugged terrain, had no way to carry a sample with me, but I saw, after a nucleated storm, blue sediment in the backwater of a stream. What was that doing there? Same factor, chemical nucleating agents. The Weather Channel is nothing more than a power structure-owned disinformation source whose job it is to cover the tracks of the climate engineers. Who's their sponsors, by the way, for the Weather Channel? Who's their key sponsors? The U.S. military, primary sponsor. The medical industrial complex, another primary sponsor. What a surprise. Moving on to more pressing climate realities, here's a headline. The heat index in the Philippines approaches 50 degrees C, 122 degrees Fahrenheit, as dangerous heat waves impact population. We have heat waves, as I stated, in India, Africa, Pakistan, the east and west coasts of the U.S., many other locations, and somehow we have a winter storm dumping record snow in the middle of the country. That's climate engineering. There's no question about that. Another headline from the New York Times. Why would they engage in climate engineering? Many people ask that. Why would they want to control the weather? And I would say this, why wouldn't they? Who could think they wouldn't want to control the weather? And we have 70 years of historical data to prove they've been engineering the weather this entire time. Why wouldn't the military-industrial complex do this? Why would they blow off 2,000 nuclear bombs, as I've stated over and over? This is simply what those in power do. They want to control everything. Certainly they would want to control the weather, where they can win wars or topple countries or destabilize countries without those countries ever even knowing they were going to war. Again, this headline from the New York Times, miles of ice collapsing into the sea. From that report, the acceleration of ice melt is making some scientists fear that Antarctica's ice sheet may have entered the first stages of an unstoppable disintegration. From the New York Times, again, because the collapse of vulnerable parts of the ice sheet could raise the sea level dramatically, the continued existence of the world's great coastal cities, Miami, New York, Shanghai, and many more, is tied to Antarctica's fate. A rapid disintegration of Antarctica might, in the worst case, cause the sea to rise so fast that tens of millions of coastal refugees would have to flee inland, straining societies to the breaking point. Climate scientists used to regard that scenario as fit only for Hollywood disaster scripts, but they can no longer rule it out. I've said year after year after year, the climate data falls far short of how drastic our situation is. And back to the military-industrial complex and those that question why they would do this, when you have the top military leaders, U.S. military leaders, stating on the record the greatest national security threat of all is the disintegrating climate, how can any rational human being think that they're not going to engage in climate engineering? In fact, that's part of what has caused the climate to disintegrate so fast. Their constant climate engineering intervention programs for so many decades, helping to fuel the fire of global meltdown, not to mitigate it. But in the mentality of the military-industrial complex, their attempt is to hide the damage they've already done by doing yet more damage in the process. That's the mentality of not only the military-industrial complex, but the medical-industrial complex. Just hide the symptom. Even if you cause much more overall harm to the body, hide the symptom. Same mentality. And both institutions behave as a cancer behaves, to proliferate at any cost, with no regard for the fact that you are killing the host on which your lives depend, planet Earth. UV radiation update. I state again, if the sun feels hot on your skin, if it feels hot on surfaces, that's only because it is. We're seeing massively intense UV, and now we're having, as of last week, farmers who have nothing to do with the geoengineering issue or the cause or even know about it, probably, reporting such intense UV that they're seeing no insects. Insects die, we die. That's a very simple equation. The seas die, we die. The forests die, we die. If we don't have an ozone layer, it's game over on planet Earth. And the NASA engineer, and I'll give another report by him soon, I meant to today, but I didn't have time to build it in. He is absolutely as alarmed as he could be. The readings he's taking are beyond frightening. And he predicts at the current rate of destruction that we have no more than 8 years before total ozone layer collapse. And that doesn't mean everything's fine till then. It's not fine now. We're getting UVC on the surface. That's the last band of UV radiation before X-ray. So when that sun feels hot on your skin and you think it's burning you, it's because it is. And if we go back not so many years, how vibrant nature was. I remember when I lived in the desert for a time when I was younger. And I took the branches from a cottonwood tree that my neighbor had trimmed off, and I stuck those branches in the ground and watered them, and they all grew into trees. And that's how easy it was to grow things then. And now, even mature, established trees that are adapted to a specific area, they're dying. They're dying everywhere. Trees that once thrived in our area is dying. And just because you drive down the street and you look and the trees look green, if you don't know what a tree should look like and you don't realize that it's dying back, the shoots are coming out of the bigger branches now because the thinner branches are dying off, and you can't see the bark burn off of trees in so many locations. It's not everywhere yet, but it's getting there. Trees are dying all over the globe. 3.4 trillion trees have already died since the dawn of civilization, and that die-off is accelerating at absolutely astounding rate. We have whole forests dying, flashing out dead right now. Many causes, but so many roads lead back to climate engineering, destroying the ozone layer, highly toxic rain with bioavailable elements like aluminum. That peer-reviewed study proves harms root systems, causes those trees to stop nutrient uptake. They die a slow, protracted death happening all over the globe. Now, as expected, more headlines coming. The tentacles of the power structure are still most concerned. They're not concerned about dying forests. They're not concerned about dying oceans. They're not concerned at all about shredded ozone layers or toxic rain. They're concerned about power and profit. And here's another headline to back that up. Trump's pick for a top interior post has sued the agency on behalf of powerful California water interests. More of Trump stacking the deck with industry executives who have spent their life looting, pillaging, and plundering the environment. From that report, when President Trump nominated David Burkhardt for the number two spot at the Interior Department, the administration cited his extensive expertise. What the announcement failed to mention was that much of that experience was lobbying and doing legal work to elude or undermine the Interior Department's policies and environmental protections. That's what Mr. Trump's about. And this is not about being pro-Clinton, who's a criminal, Obama, criminal, Bush is criminal. Enough of the dichotomous thinking. Here's another headline that also concerns the primary objective of the criminal cabal that runs our country. A cabal whose objective is power and control. Here's the headline. U.S. nears $100 billion in arms deal with Saudi Arabia ahead of Trump's trip. What a coincidence. Let's sell the Saudis, fuel the military-industrial complex, $100 billion sale with a brutal dictatorship that beheads dissenters. But we never hear about the Saudis, do we? From that report, ahead of the U.S. president's visit to Saudi Arabia, a series of multi-billion dollar arms deals have been outlined. The previous U.S. administration suspended some supplies because of human rights concerns. That's not to defend Obama. Obama was a massive war criminal, killed how many people with drone strikes? I could go on and on. A senior unnamed White House official said the U.S. was close to completing a series of deals to sell Saudi Arabia arms and related maintenance worth $100 billion. As I've stated countless times, the power structure will become rapidly more desperate and dangerous as the biosphere implosion accelerates and the U.S., NATO, Western powers are pushing us over the edge of the final global conflict abyss. And for those, again, who are still waving their Trump banners in the false belief that Trump must not be a part of the power structure, rationalizing that if he was, mainstream media would not constantly attack him. If this is your conclusion, think again. All is in the end orchestrated drama to keep the public completely distracted and thus completely asleep at the wheel. And though there may indeed be fracturing within the ranks of those in power, does that in any way negate the fact that all the power structure actors are still complete criminals and Trump is one of them? Again, so is Obama, Clinton, Bushes, and the rest. The mainstream media weapon of mass deception and distraction should be at the top of the list of criminals who have led us to this very dark place. The completely criminal mainstream media cabal will hopefully one day soon be held legally and morally accountable by an awakened and justifiably enraged population. More headlines. World on a knife edge. Russia furious as NATO creates permanent soldier town near border. What would we do if the situation was reversed? I think that answer is clear. From that report, NATO is assembling thousands of troops near Russian border as the threat of war hangs over Eastern Europe. Another headline, NATO builds infrastructure for permanent military presence near Russia's borders. That's a follow-up on the first. Another headline, U.S. missile shield aims to cover sudden nuclear strike against Russia. I'm building up to something here that everyone needs to hear, so bear with me. The United States is pursuing global strategic domination through developing anti-ballistic missile systems capable of a sudden disarming strike against Russia. There's an obvious link between Washington's prompt global strike initiative, which seeks capability to engage, quote, any targets anywhere in the world within 1 hour of the decision, and the deployment of the missile launch systems in Europe and abroad aboard naval vessels across the globe are part of that system. The presence of the U.S. missile defense bases in Europe, missile defense vessels in seas and oceans close to Russia create a powerful covert strike component for conducting a sudden nuclear missile strike against the Russian Federation. There's no getting around that fact. Last Thursday, we saw this. U.S. forces yet again bombing the very soldiers in Syria that are fighting ISIS. Just wanted to point that one out if anybody missed that. So I'll ask again. What would Americans do if the Syrian military was bombing our own military in our own country? And how immense will the false patriotic hypocrisy have to get before sanity prevails? This is what we're doing in other countries around the globe. Now I want to get to an important story, an important headline from Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, a former cabinet official for President Ronald Reagan. This is somebody we should listen to and consider because he's been in these circles for his entire life. Here's his headline. Consider everything that I just went over with the U.S. preparing missiles strategically on borders as if they're preparing for a first strike to start World War III. And as the biosphere implodes, and that's the only card the power structure has left to play, is that what they'll choose to do? All indications are that they are setting up the chess pieces for exactly that. So here's the headline. For former cabinet official for Ronald Reagan in the Reagan administration, Paul Craig Roberts. Are you ready to die? That's his headline. Let me read from his report. In George Orwell's 1949 dystopian novel, 1984, information that no longer is consistent with the government's official narratives is hidden in the memory hole. In the real American dystopia in which we currently live, the information is never reported at all. On April 26th, Lieutenant General Viktor Pozner, Deputy Chief of the Main Operations Directorate of the Russian Armed Forces, stated at the Moscow International Security Conference that the Operations Command of the Russian General Staff has concluded that Washington is preparing a nuclear first strike on Russia. Think about what I just said, and we heard nothing about it on our media. The Russian armed forces have concluded in late April that Washington is preparing a nuclear first strike on Russia. Continuing from this report, the Times-Gazette in Ashland, Ohio, this is from Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, was the only U.S. print media that a Google search could turn up that reported this most alarming of all announcements. A Google search turned up no reports on U.S. TV and none on Canadian, Austrian, European, or any other media except RT and internet sites. This is Dr. Craig's report continuing. I've been unable to find any report that any U.S. senator or representative or any European, Canadian, or Austrian politician has raised a voice of concern. No one in Washington got on the telephone to tell Putin that this was a mistake, that the U.S. was not preparing a first strike on Russia, or ask Putin how this serious situation could be diffused. Alone, either Russia or China could destroy the U.S. if they act together. And that doesn't mean they wouldn't be destroyed also. Obviously, we have an immensely powerful military, but no one wins in a nuclear war. Everybody loses. That's the point. End of life on Earth at this point. And we don't need nuclear war to end up there, by the way, with what we've done to the planet, if we don't change directions. Dr. Craig's report continues, if they act together, being Russia and China, the destruction of the U.S. would be redundant. What is the intelligence, if any, and morality clearly none, of the U.S. leadership that recklessly and irresponsibly invites Russia and China to preempt Washington's attack on them with an attack on the U.S. Surely not even arrogant Americans are so stupid as to think that Russia and China will just sit and wait for Washington's nuclear attack. Dr. Craig continues, I lived through every stage of the Cold War. I participated in it. Never in my life have I experienced a situation where two nuclear powers were convinced that the third was going to surprise them with a nuclear attack. I supported Trump because he, unlike Hillary, said he would normalize relations with Russia. Instead, he, Mr. Trump, has raised the tensions between the nuclear powers even further. Nothing is more irresponsible or dangerous. We currently are in the most dangerous situation of my life. Again, this is directly from Dr. Craig's report. And there is zero awareness and no discussion. How can this be? Putin has been issuing warnings for years. He's told the Western prostitute media on more than one occasion that they, in their dishonesty, are pushing the world to nuclear war. Putin has said over and over, I issue warnings and no one hears. How do I get through to you, i.e. the U.S.? Dr. Roberts continues, maybe the morons will hear when mushroom clouds appear over Washington and New York and Europe ceases to exist. As it will if Europe continues the confrontation with Russia, as is required from Washington's well-paid vassals. Within the last several years, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the Chinese government's reaction to U.S. war plans for a nuclear strike on China. The Chinese showed how their submarines would destroy the west coast of the U.S. and their ICBMs would finish off the rest of the country. I reported all of this, and it produced no response. The memory hole wasn't needed, as neither Washington nor the prostitutes nor the internet noticed. This is beyond comprehension. In America and its subservient crawling on their knees vassal states, the information never gets reported, so it never has to be put down the memory hole. What's Dr. Roberts speaking about in that statement? The subservient nations to the U.S., so many satellite countries, Great Britain, Australia, Japan, other countries that toe the line for Washington. And some of those countries, as I've outlined in previous shows like Japan, that were beginning to ally with their regional partners. What happened to Japan? Fukushima happened. The massive quake happened. And we had MIT, as I stated on the record before, you can look this up, please don't believe me, MIT stating on the record that very anomalous atmospheric heating was noted in the days prior to the Japanese quake directly over the epicenter. Why would that be? If we know we have ionosphere heaters that are capable of transmitting massively powerful microwave transmissions, bouncing it off the now electrically conductive and reflective atmosphere, and thus going back down into the strata in a seismically sensitive zone, is there a connection? Shouldn't we even investigate that? If we have MIT telling us that they can't explain the atmospheric heating directly above the epicenter in the days prior to the quake, and suddenly after the massive disaster in Japan in 2011, a disaster that's ongoing, by the way, with the triple meltdown of Fukushima, and they suddenly were willing to do anything Washington asked of them. All just a coincidence? Happens over and over and over. Any country that doesn't toe the line for the Western power structure gets annihilated by some sort of natural disaster. Same thing happening in the Philippines right now, as I've been over and over, other countries as well, Pakistan, Thailand, Haiti, Syria, Libya, Afghanistan, the list goes on and on. But back to the report from Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. He states this, if you convince someone that you're going to kill them, they're going to kill you first. A government, such as what exists in Washington, that convinces powerful countries that they are targeted, is a government that has no respect whatsoever for the lives of its own people or the peoples of the world or any other life on planet Earth. Such a government as Washington is evil beyond all measure, as are the media whores in Europe and Canada and the U.S. and Australia and Japan, who serve them, who serve Washington at the expense of their own citizens. Despite all their efforts to believe otherwise, Russia and Chinese leaderships have finally arrived, belatedly, at the realization that Washington is preparing a first strike on their countries. For Russia and China, the evil that rules in the West has reduced the choice for Russia and China to them or us. Them or us. That's what the leaders of Russia and China feel right now. And this is not to say that there is not abundant criminality in those countries as well. Of course there is. Of course there is. This is not a dichotomous situation. Try to not think dichotomously. But who's the provocateur right now? And can we argue rationally? Is there any way to rationally argue that the U.S. is not, at this point, a completely out-of-control empire with a military-industrial complex whose only concern it is to proliferate at any cost? Just like a cancer. Just like a cancer that will kill its host, planet Earth, and all of us with it, if it continues. And what's the single greatest potentially counterbalancing force right now on the planet to this insanity? It's the U.S. population. If the U.S. population would wake up and have show some sense of responsibility toward the greater good, perhaps we could yet turn this tide, or at least change the flavor of what we face. Perhaps we could at least avoid World War III and start focusing on how to maintain what's left of our planet's life support systems. But instead, what do we see? We see a population that wants to wave their flags, pretend nothing's wrong, listen to Donald Trump's incredibly ridiculous lies of, quote, making America great again on a country that's going down in flames, on a planet that's going down in flames. When will reality sink in? So when we have a story like this that Dr. Paul Craig Roberts just reported on, we have the heads of militaries of major superpower countries stating that they have already concluded that the U.S. is preparing a first strike, a first nuclear strike, and we don't hear anything about that in our media, you should be as alarmed as you could possibly be that you're not being told something of that gravity. It's up to you, it's up to each of us to seek out these stories, to understand what's going on, and to share with others what they don't know, to help wake them up. It's up to us to save ourselves. Each and every one of us is needed in this most critical battle to change our current trajectory of mathematically certain near-term total demise. It's a mathematical certainty. I've been over those figures show after show. Species extinction rate right now, the implosion of the ozone layer, the forests, the oceans, everything. Mathematically certain near-term extinction if we continue. And our military-industrial complex is only concerned about proliferating and taking over the whole country. What can each of us do to help in this effort? And the answer is plenty. We can do plenty if we simply try. Educate yourself on the basics of the most dire threats we face, starting with the climate engineering assault and the lethal vaccination injections. Arm yourself with basic information, awareness tools like the color glossy flyers that you can download for free from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org and print them locally. Use the internet and social media to help spread credible information on the most critical issues. Give notice to every group, organization, and individual that you can find and locate. Activist suggestions information is posted in every single article at geoengineeringwatch.org. Every single article we publish has activist suggestion information. Every single blue highlighted phrase or word in any GeoWatch article is a clickable hyperlink that opens yet another article or reference source. And that source will have more blue hyperlinks, which lead to still more sources. We put lots of data on geoengineeringwatch.org, so if you don't know that those blue highlighted statements are hyperlinks, click on them and find out. Why is it so important to reach critical mass? Because there is no other way forward. Political system is irreparably broken. The media is unimaginably corrupt. It's up to us at a grassroots level to reach a critical mass of awareness that we could wake up our brothers and sisters in the military and make them understand that they are killing their own with their blind order-following mentality. We must wake them up. None of us are helpless. All of us can help to tilt the scale, but we must first stand up and get onto the playing field. Fully facing reality is a choice. It's a choice we must all make if we truly care about our collective fate and if we truly care about our collective futures. and the future of our children. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with GeoengineeringWatch.org.